Before we go for our resolutions for the new year, what we will need is first getting a clean slate for anything that may have happened in the past. When we talk, for example, about the precepts, the Buddha actually literally called them Sikkhapada, training steps. The meaning, it is naturally that occasionally in our training we may have failures, but that doesn't mean everything is now lost or over. It just means that we renew our resolution and we train ourselves more successfully, more committed the next time around. It's not so different from meditation. You may notice and you try to focus your mind, and then the mind gets distracted once off into thoughts and images and fantasies. And then sometimes people, when they notice it after a while, they feel, oh, I can't meditate, and give up. But that's not the point. We have to catch the mind and bring it back onto the meditation object. And we need to have that endless patience to again and again catching the mind in meditation. When we get distracted, bringing it back to the meditation object. And it's the same with the precepts. If there's ever a shortcoming, we get overwhelmed by desire or aversion, or maybe we're lacking mindfulness, and then we break a precept. It's not like everything is lost. The task now is to return the mind to make a new resolution. In Western culture, so many Buddhist teachers have commented on that. There's often a very strong issue about guilt. It is not really a Buddhist concept. What we have, what the Buddha talks about, is hiri ottapa, which I like to translate as shame and conscience, sometimes also translated as a sense of shame and moral fear, fear of doing something wrong. And what is the difference compared to guilt between shame and conscience? Shame and conscience is mostly meant to stop us from doing something unwholesome. Whereas guilt is what you have afterwards. And to have this very strong sense of shame and conscience about not doing anything unwholesome and keeping the precepts. Now this is extremely helpful and beneficial and good. But having guilt after we did something wrong is actually not beneficial, because who would benefit from that? If we have messed up, maybe someone wants to keep the five precepts and then one's meeting old friends and then the champagne or the scotch is being opened, and before they know, they get a little bit sloshed. Maybe not sloshed, but a little bit tipsy. Now the precept has been broken, and hiri ottapa has failed at that moment. Because if sense of shame and conscience has been very strong, together with mindfulness, they would have resisted the temptation. But what may kick in after one has made the mistake, that is guilt. And if you have done something wrong, maybe whether it's lying or stealing or whatever, and there's something to harm another being, and then later we feel guilt, does it help that other being? No, there's no benefit. Our feeling guilty will not repair any damage. Is there any benefit for ourselves when we feel guilty? No, there's also no benefit for ourselves. In fact, the Buddha pointed out that berating oneself and having aversion and anger for oneself for having done something wrong is actually unwholesome and unbeneficial. So the Buddha doesn't encourage feelings of guilt at all. they encourage us to let go and forgive, so that we can come out of feelings of guilt. So what's the procedure if we do make a mistake? If we look back and if we are reviewing 2020, which can be beneficial and helpful. Some people think that one should always be in the present moment as a Buddhist practitioner. Of course, and it's important for, say, samadhi, and generally for a deep formal meditation, to center the mind in the present moment. But it's impossible to stay all one's life continuously in the present moment. And occasionally we have to plan for the future. And occasionally the Buddha reflected or recommended us to reflect about our successes and failures. And so it can be quite beneficial to look back at the past year and then investigate and evaluate, review, survey, and for what purpose?
To
first of all recognize mistakes. So that is obviously beneficial. And we look back and we have to use our faculty of panya. We have to use what is also called Dhamma Vichaya, investigation of Dhamma, and recognize whether our actions by body, speech and mind have been beneficial or unbeneficial. Have they been beneficial for ourselves and others, or unbeneficial for ourselves or others, or both? Have they been wholesome, or have they been unwholesome? So that is very much encouraged, to be able to distinguish that and to recognize it. And if we look back and you remember maybe some act of generosity or keeping precepts or a sacrifice you made for other beings or for the sasana, and you recognize that this was really good and wholesome and beneficial, what do you do with that? Well, you feel happy about it, you rejoice. Because remembering something good we have done is encouraged by the Buddha. Because each time we remember any good actions, we are accumulating more good karma, and we're making this good action even stronger by keeping it in our memory, by feeling happy about it. So this is very strongly encouraged by the Buddha, the opposite of guilt. Not hanging on and remembering all the shortcomings all the time, but remembering all the good actions, because that is beneficial. Our own mind will be brightened and more joyful the more we recollect our good actions. And when we then enjoy that happiness of remembering that, we have an incentive to do the same thing again in the future. It will encourage us to keep staying on that track. On the other hand, if we review the year and we find anything where we acted unskillful, what is the job now?
Confess to your teacher if you have one?
Yeah, confess. And first of all, to clearly recognize it. And that's already not so easy. What we often try to do is trying to deny it. Oh no, I didn't do something wrong and this wasn't really breaking the precept, things like that. Now this wouldn't be helpful, because then we can never really come out of it. So the Buddha encourages to clearly see one's mistake as a mistake, to clearly see one's transgression as a transgression, to recognize if it was harmful or unbeneficial, and that it had that quality. And once we fully recognize it and see and analyze. We can also analyze, now, where did it come from? How did we end up there? Was it lack of mindfulness, or was it desire or aversion? And once we have done that, then one can confess. Now, either to a good Kalyanamitta or a teacher, or if that is not available, one can even just confess to the Buddha statue, to Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. And one can do that not only once, but one can do that regularly in one's puja. This is why it's often included in the regular puja, in the regular chanting. Because each time when we ask forgiveness from the Buddha, in the end it's not so important for the Buddha to forgive us. No, he will forgive us anyhow. He has got perfect compassion. And even Devadatta and King Ajatasattu, who did the most evil things you can imagine, he's always happy forgiving anyone. But when we ask for permission often, regularly, it will trigger something in our own mind. And we can forgive ourselves. And that is one thing that happens there. Although we are asking from the Buddha and we're bowing in front of the Buddha, what psychologically happens if we do that regularly and we remember that quality of compassion and forgiveness in the Buddha, that it triggers something and then actually we can forgive ourselves. And we're not lingering on and berating ourselves, no self-flagellation, trying to punish ourselves for any mistakes. Now this is no use in that. Because now, we are a living being and the point is not punishing ourselves, now, the point is to come out of that. And how do we come out? By making a resolution for the future. This is the point. Rather than lingering on the bad things and developing guilt, the effort, the mental energy, the direction, the intention that goes to the future and to our resolution to do better in the future, to keep that precept, to keep all these precepts, to develop generosity, to develop bhavana, both samadhi and vipassana, insight, and to develop wisdom, panya, to deepen our knowledge. Now this is where the emphasis goes. So once the mistake has been clearly seen, recognized, we can try to fix if anything can be fixed. We can ask forgiveness. We determine for the future we will do better. We'll keep these things very pure in the future. And then it's time to let go. And it's time to understand that now lingering on the mistake, hanging on to it and berating us, doesn't help anyone. Not the person we have harmed, not ourselves. But if in the future we are doing better, we keep the precepts, and we develop loving kindness to all beings, and we develop generosity and bhavana and virtue, now this is good for everyone. This is good for other beings, this is good for ourselves. And that is where we put our attention. And once we have a clean slate, so to speak, we have recognized our good actions and we keep them in mind and rejoice about them. We have clearly understood what we did wrong. We have confessed, asked for forgiveness, and now we are determining to do better for the future. And then we can form what is called an adhitthana, a resolution. This is quite well known even in Western culture, isn't it? Making resolutions for New Year. In our tradition it is known as one of the paramis, one of the 10 paramis, adhitthana parami. This is what the Bodhisattva did when he sat down under the Bodhi tree. maybe the most famous Adhyatana of them all. Do you know that one? What was the Buddha's resolution on the full moon night of Vesak when he sat down under the Bodhi tree? He had a very strong determination in his mind. What was it? And he said, no, I will not break my posture, even if the blood completely dries out and only skin, dried out flesh, sinews and bones remain, but I will not get up until I have reached the end of suffering, full enlightenment, Nibbana. This is how he sat down with that resolution. I'm not sure that he ever tried that. Sometimes people like to try that, but we have to be aware that the Buddha has trained the parami of resolution over many, many lifetimes. And he knew this is the time to do that, and he knew that the maturity of his faculty has been achieved, and that he can actually crack it. So if you make such a resolution, it tends to be a little bit too high. And we have to gradually build up, like the Bodhisattva, over many lifetimes. So when we are now forming resolutions, it's important to get the level correct. It's a little bit like going to the gym. If you train in the gym and you're doing the bench press and you do a Arnie Schwarzenegger 300 kilogram bench press, would that be a good idea? Why not? It's just too difficult, and you will just hurt yourself. You may tear a muscle or you may tear the tendons. It's too much. And then there's no training effect. It will just weaken you. And similar, if you form a resolution which is just beyond us and we can't do it, 2021 I will meditate at least 10 hours every single day. Maybe we can do it, great, but more likely is that you will fail and then you're weakening the parami of Adhyatana. And on the other hand, if you go into the gym and you say, I will bench press 3 times 3 kilogram. How about that one? Is that a good training program? Why not? It's too easy. If it's too easy, there's no training effect. It's just easy peasy, but it doesn't do anything. Just like in 2021, I will at least do 5 minutes formal meditation. It's good, it's praiseworthy to do 5 minutes of formal meditation, but it's a little bit too easy. So one task is finding the right level. It should be a bit of a challenge, but within our reach. And it's always better to make a little bit an easier resolution and then actually to keep it than to make a too difficult one and then failing. Because each time we keep a resolution, it will strengthen that underlying parami of Adhyatana. And we can always crank up. And if we make a resolution, I will meditate 20 minutes at least every day. And if I miss a day, the next day I have to do 40 minutes. If you do something like this, and then you find it quite easy to actually meditate in a half an hour, one can then increase. But there's another factor very important for keeping resolutions, because if you just base it on willpower and on the determination, you may have noticed that sometimes it doesn't work. You put a big determination in, but then temptation or overwhelmed by tiredness and so on, one can't keep them. It's also very important to see the benefit, because that will really give us motivation to keep the resolution. So rather than just pulling something up there, which sounds nice, and then doing it, forming that resolution, we have to really reflect what is truly important, what is really beneficial for us. And I think that is something we can even do this evening when we have some meditation in a moment. Now, rather than just quickly resolving on something, to look in our mind and to figure out, feel out, connect with intuition, what is really important in this year for me and for the welfare of other beings. And once we find something that is really important and beneficial for me and others, and then we can continue reflecting on all the benefits coming from that. And whenever we reflect on these benefits, this is like dangling the carrot in front of the horses. They come very quickly. You don't have to whack the horse, because the horse likes the carrot. It will come. So similar, whenever we reflect on the benefits we will accrue from keeping our resolution, the mind will joyfully jump in that direction and will make it easier to keep them. So for our meditation now, this is what I would recommend. First of all, feeling out whether there is still either any unrecognized or unacknowledged unskillful behavior in the past, which is important to recognize. And we need that brutal honesty rather than pushing things away. Then has to be seen as something unbeneficial, recognized, so that then we can let go of it and forgive and go for the future. Or to feel out whether there's any unresolved issues of guilt. And if any feelings of guilt come up, then to remember that the Buddha never encouraged it. What he encouraged is doing better in the future. What he encouraged is having the shame and conscience to stop us from doing something wrong, but not guilt by hanging on and berating ourselves for something that is long over. So when we feel out in our meditation that any of that comes up, then we have to immediately remember the teaching of the Buddha and take the mind away from this past event and the guilt, and instead direct it towards the future and towards our resolution to do better. And then the other thing, to feel out and use our intuition, our wisdom in meditation, and to figure what resolution would be really beneficial. Not just what looks nice or what sounds nice, but what do you really need for your spiritual growth? What do you really require? What would be truly beneficial so that you can deepen your practice? Okay, let's meditate on these things. Let's get free and abandon all old guilt. Let's understand any mistakes and direct the mind towards the future. And let us feel out and connect with our intuition what resolution would really be beneficial for our practice in the next year. And if any feelings of guilt arise due to the past, that would really obstruct our ability to really form good resolutions for the future. Imagine in your meditation that you actually go directly to the Buddha. And whatever it is that you feel guilty about, imagine that you're right in front of the Buddha himself, that you fully open up and confess it to the Lord Buddha personally. And what would be the Lord Buddha's reaction, whatever you may confess there? Could you even imagine that he would condemn you? Could the Buddha ever condemn any person? That the Buddha would tell you, as you have understood a transgression as a transgression, that he is accepting it. And he will explain that this is growth in the Noble One's discipline, to see a transgression as transgression, and then to resolve to do better in the future. And then the Lord Buddha would forgive you totally, without remainder, without any lingering ill will or anything. And he would encourage you to do exactly the same yourself. The feeling of guilt is of no benefit to anyone. So if it comes up, maybe just imagine a being in front of the Buddha, fully opening up, confessing everything to the Lord Buddha, and then basking in his compassion, following his advice of letting go and abandoning any feeling of guilt, following his advice to instead direct our attention to the future and towards our wholesome resolution of doing better. And if there's still feelings of guilt, then we can repeat that image, we can repeat that little exercise again and again until this guilt all resolves and dissolves and fades away. Once we are all free of all feelings from guilt, then we can connect in our mind with our intuition and find what would be truly beneficial for us, and then we can form that into a resolution. If there's still any feelings of guilt holding you back before the new year comes, just imagine you write it all down. You confess it all, you write it, and then you burn it all. You burn that confession, and it goes up in flame, and it's gone, and it's over, and you let go. You forgive yourself, it just goes into smoke. Or just imagine you're bathing in a river. Nowadays very few people do that, and it's very beautiful, bathing in a river, standing in that streaming water, and just imagine how all the past bad actions are floating down the river, floating away, being washed away from you. Whatever unskillful bad actions in the past, whatever feelings of guilt, you feel the river just washing that away, you see it all floating down the river, going away. Just imagine standing on a mountain and the strong wind coming, like here at Damagiri Hill, we often have strong wind there. You're standing in the wind and the wind is blowing around you, and the wind is blowing away all this old stuff, all these old feelings of guilt and old mistakes, and they're just blown away with the wind, gone, vanishing. You feel free. All that old bad actions and the feelings of guilt have been burned and wafting away as little puffs of smoke. Any old bad actions and guilt being washed away. You're standing in that river and you see them floating away with the water. Any old feelings of guilt, you imagine standing there on the hill and the wind blowing around you, and you give it all away, throw it into the wind. And you see it being blown away like little leaves or flower petals, and it just gets blown away, gone, over, done, forgiven, forgotten. And isn't it a relief, all the old bad actions blown away with the wind, all the feelings of guilt about anything wrong in the past, burned with the fire and just gone away as little puffs of smoke, all the memories and criticism we give ourselves for anything unskillful, wash down the river of your wish. Now imagine us digging it into the earth, like they're digging manure into the earth, or they're digging the coffins into the earth, and one closes off and gone, and we are free from that. It's all done, it's over. We have abandoned it. And instead, we are focused on the future now and all our good and wholesome resolutions. And hopefully you found a good wholesome resolution in that meditation, which is not just what one thinks, what should be good to have as a resolution, but where we can clearly see this is the benefit myself and other beings will gain from that resolution. And then we are committing ourselves to that resolution from that perspective, seeing, understanding the great benefit, and it will be easy to keep it. Okay, we can pay respects to Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha.
Vadaham Sangha Sambuddho Bhagava Buddham Bhagavantam Abhivadi. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammam Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato